What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, we call them a bastard.
Have you got any other words for that? Long time ago, maybe.
Long time ago, they used to say, that's when they used to call them a bastard.
Okay.
When they wasn't married.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Graveyard.
No, but before they take them to the graveyard.
Oh, the undertaker.
Okay. And what do you call the box or case that a corpse is put in?
Casket.
And what do you call the place where the dead are buried? You already told me that.
Yeah, graveyard.
Okay, and what do you call flowing water smaller than a river?
Flowing water.
But it's not as big as a river. It's a little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
What might you call that?
I call it a flowing weir.
Okay. Are you ever use creek or brook around here?
Well, we can call it a creek, and then we got some brooks, you know, what ain't, you know.
What's a brook smaller than a creek?
Than a creek.
Okay. Have you got a word for flat, grassy country down around the sea coast? What do they call that over there?
Call it flat land.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders, and like those you're wearing to hold your trousers?
Oh, spindles.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat?
Call that gravy.
Okay. Have you got another, a certain kind of gravy, brown gravy?
Well, I have brown gravy, white gravy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now white gravy is thickened, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Okay. Is there another word for some that's unthickened, like you make with ham?
I would call that red gravy.
Okay, red gravy. And what do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay, and what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? You won't fatten at all.
I call them a pole hog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a razorback or a long rooter or a piney woods rooter?
Piney wood rooter.
You've heard that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Piney wood rooter.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
I call it a gite.
Okay. Have you ever heard of an athlete's foot or toe itch, either one?
No. You ain't your foot.
Uh-huh. But it's between your toes, you call it, what'd you say?
I call it each.
Okay. Okay, what was that word you used a minute ago?
Talking about that pinewood rooter?
No, I'm talking about this itching soreness between the toes.
Oh, I call that a boing to your toes.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Okay. They ever make it around here?
Well, if they do, I don't know it because I don't fool with it.
Okay. What about a word for real cheap whiskey that might really be dangerous?
I call it poison whiskey.
Okay. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toys.
Okay.